Did you ever wonder if someone loved you? Did you ever want someone to love you? Were you even so optimistic that when the comedian asked the woman, "Would you ever date me?" and she said, "There's only one in a million chance." And he goes, "So there is a chance." You may remember that movie. Well, when you look at the resurrection of Christ and all his sufferings, and you think of it simply as endurance or magic or a miracle, you're missing the desire of what Christ's life was about. Because his desire is for you to love him and to love one another. And love is one of those things that no one has ever seen and almost everyone believes in. It's confused sometimes with feelings. Sometimes we confuse proximity for intimacy. But love is sometimes very difficult choices exercised over a lifetime. Saying to someone, "I love you." If you could see it, you would never have to ask the question, "Do you love me?" You would look at them and say, "Oh, no you don't. Oh, yes you do." But you can't see it. And that's why it's so terrifyingly vulnerable. Because we come up to people and we say, "Is there a chance?" Well, God has the same situation. In the 60s, when I was growing up, there was a saying that hippies used to say, "The price of love is the possibility of its loss." You have to give a person the freedom to come to you and to walk away from you if you want them to love you. And you have to always have that freedom. Because if not, you may be using manipulation or fear or control, and you may end up with a pet, but you will never end up with someone who loves you. And Christ is the same. When he lay in the tomb, he said, "This is all I can do to show you how much I love you and how much I want you to love me." And when we don't read the Gospels as a love story, we miss the whole point. When we look at tricks and magic and we say, "Wow, how much bread can he multiply? Maybe he just had a knife." Some of you are awake. When we see things that happen and we don't see the desire in the heart of God who says, imagine there's no death because that was not part of God's plan. Imagine there's no suffering. Imagine you live forever. Would that be heaven? Only if we loved each other. There are a lot of horrible psychological and spiritual harms that we can do to one another without physically hurting one another. And that is why Christ said today on behalf of the resurrection, forgive everyone. Forgive your dire enemies. Because forgiveness is you exercising your freedom. Saying to yourself, "I will never carry someone else's garbage. I will never carry someone else's pain. They hurt me once. Why should I hurt myself 1,000 times, remembering what was done to me? Let me go into the resurrection of possibilities." And that is what Christ says. Evil, jealousy killed Christ. Pontius Pilate said he knew it was because of envy that the chief priests and Pharisees had betrayed him. But Christ, with his resurrection, says you cannot keep divine love encumbered and in the grave. I rise to tell you that you can rise from all the evil that was done to you, from all the bad things that were said to you, from all the bad things that you have said to yourself about yourself. Your future is not your past. There is no future in the past. But with Christ, there is a bright future. Every saint has a past. Every sinner has a future. If you want it, you can wallow and all the injuries and pain that you have suffered and will suffer in the future. Or you can say, I choose how I live, how I think, and how I go forward with Christ. Let all the dead deeds be buried with the dead. You were meant for life. You were meant for a future. And you were meant for light and brightness, and forgiveness is your key. I never say that evil is good, but I will not give it an afterlife. Evil needs a host, and they will not live in me. Christ will live in me, a new creation, a new start, and a new beginning. I hope I'm not getting too upset. I hope I'm going to make you smile and say to you, as Christ is risen, so he offers us resurrection from all the dead deeds that were done to us and that we have done. Do not look at the past. You are not the prisoner of what was done. You're a child of the Creator, meant for the future. Christos Voskres.